That reading probably sounds pretty familiar to you, and it should, because we read it every Good Friday when we do the Passion of St. John. But you kind of wonder, why would you choose a reading like that for a day like this? This seems like it's supposed to be a festive day. We're celebrating the kingship of Jesus Christ. You think that would be something much more positive, uplifting, you know, things great, maybe great miracles that he's worked or something of that nature. But I guess it has something to do with understanding kingship. And obviously, Pilate did not understand what this was all about. He had his idea what a king was. He was somebody who had a lot of money. Somebody had a very prestigious position, a lot of power. He had an army. He had a pretty well-defined territory that he was responsible for. People owed obedience to him. They paid taxes, all of that kind of thing. It was very, so it pretty well defined who Pilate was. And so when he said to Jesus, "I hear you're a king," he says, "Is that true?" And Jesus said, "Yes." He said, "Well, it doesn't seem like much of a kingdom to me. What's your territory? You know, what grounds do you cover? I mean, where's your army? Obviously, your people aren't too loyal. I mean, they're the ones that turned you in. Don't they have any respect for you?" And so I imagine for Pilate, that was a pretty difficult thing to understand. How could this man standing in front of him, who was already pretty beaten up, how could he possibly be a king? Well, Jesus said, "I am a king. But you have no understanding of the kingdom that I'm talking about." He said, "My kingdom isn't forced on anybody. I don't stand here and demand from my people any kind of allegiance. I invite them, but I don't demand. If they mess up, if people in your kingdom mess up, you get rid of them or you throw them in prison. If people in my kingdom mess up, I forgive them. You do whatever you want because you have power. You think you're better than anybody else. But in my kingdom, my motto is I serve all the rest. I'm willing to wash people's feet. I'm willing to take a leper and hold his hand. I'm willing to look at somebody who is my enemy and forgive him." So obviously the two kingdoms are very, very different. And he said the people in my kingdom are also very loyal. He said they are loyal to me, they follow me. I'm the Lord of their lives. Those who really follow me and love me and try to imitate the example that I've given to them, he said, they truly love me, and that's what they truly love one another. And they extend this, and that's the way my kingdom will grow. And ultimately, his goal was that his kingdom would cover the face of the earth. And that would happen through people like us, whom he has chosen and signed up. When we were baptized, he signed us up. We became members of the kingdom of God. And Jesus Christ became our Lord. We pledged that to him. And what that really means is that I'm faithful to him. I'm loyal to him in all things, in all aspects of my life. So I can't say, well, I'll go to church on Sunday, but you know, the rest of the week I'm on my own, you know. Religion doesn't touch the rest of the week. That's a Sunday thing. Now, some people believe that. If that's true, they probably need to change to really be a loyal member of Christ's kingship. It means that my business life, he is Lord of my business life, which means that all of the principles and values that he teaches, I employ in my business, whatever that may be. In my workplace, I don't cheat, I don't rob, I don't gossip, I don't do all of the things that seem to be a common problem in workplaces. But I believe in honesty. I believe in doing a good job for a day's pay. I believe in doing all of that sort of thing. And that's the way the Lord is Lord of my workplace too. And He's Lord of my leisure. So that, you know, when I relax, it doesn't give me a right to just get bombed out of my head, whether on drink or drugs. If He's Lord of my life, He's Lord of my leisure too, which means that even there, I respect the dignity that I am as a person, as a creature of God, as a dwelling place of the Spirit of God. And if Jesus is Lord of my life, He's Lord of my leisure also. So everything, my family, the same thing. My friends, the same thing. If Jesus is Lord of my life, that means that all of my relationships with other people, family, strangers, co-workers, neighbors, good friends, that He is Lord of all of that. And through it all, I show respect and honor and love and willingness to serve just as Jesus did. If I do that, then I can truly say that Jesus truly is my King. He is the Lord of my life. I respect Him and I honor Him. I'm loyal to Him. I do whatever He asks me to do. I entrust it all to His care. I follow the example that He laid out for us. I follow the principles and the values that He taught me. So we say to ourselves, well, how do I know if I'm doing all of these things? Well, we can start by saying, do I pray? How much do I communicate with God in prayer? Just being with God and talking with Him. Have I ever tried to learn any more about Him than I learned in grade school? Or have I just, as I've heard people say, well, I learned the catechism and that's all I need to know. Well, it really isn't all you need to know. That may serve your needs when you're in grade school. But when you get older and have responsibilities and obligations and difficulties and questions, you need something more than that. So am I learning anything more about this Lord that I profess is Lord of my life? Do I study? Do I take time to use the sacraments that He gave so that I can continue to grow in my spiritual journey, so that I can truly be what I call a loyal servant of my Lord? So those are ways that we can kind of look at our lives and say, if I'm saying that Jesus Christ is the Lord of my life, then I am willing to know and study and learn and follow Him just a little bit better every day of my life. We don't succeed in calling Jesus Lord of our life when we just separate our life into categories and exclude Him from most of them. If I separate my life in compartments, like I go to Mass every Sunday, I never miss, but the rest of the week, nobody in the world would know that I believed in Jesus Christ. That's not being a very loyal servant. That's not really being a very loyal citizen of the kingdom of God. And so this Sunday, that's what He kind of calls us to. He's not, and remember, it's all by invitation. He doesn't demand anything. All he invites us, come follow me. Come follow me. How willing are we to accept that invitation, but then to make it personal and really try to grow, that we have been called, that we have been invited to share in this tremendous journey that our Lord has prepared for us.